You're listening to a Gravestone Production Podcast.
Welcome to our solar system. The year is 2373 Standard Earth Time. Humanity has colonized the planets and brought with them the omnipresent artificial intelligence known as Kestrel. Today, we dive deeper into Kestrel's memory banks to explore the worlds through her ears. Let us continue our journey now.
Kestrel, lock the bridge down.
Sure thing. Doors are locking.
Okay. This should keep us safe for now.
Drop us out of warp.
Uncuff me first.
I can't do that.
What do you mean, you can't do that?
You're my prisoner. Granting you access to your arms and hands gives you a chance to shoot me in the back.
Gombada, at this rate, it's more important that we survive. Uncuff me.
Kestrel, drop us out of warp.
She won't respond to you. Nor would that work anyway.
Then you say it.
Even if I did, she's only a first mate module. The captain still has to be the one to steer the ship outside of warp computer control.
Just say the words.
Fine. Don't believe me? Kestrel, drop us out of warp, please.
I'm sorry, Captain, but that is a manual override function. However, the warp navigation computer places automatic warp exit in 9 days and 7 hours.
Oof, that's rough. Because that's biometrically locked to me.
Well, do it.
Uncuff me first. Look at me. If that thing comes back and we have to run again, I would like to have a fighting chance at survival, instead of being handicapped so only you survive. We are equals in this situation. Do not handicap us against whatever in rift that thing is. I can see you thinking. If you think you're going to save your own skin, I'm taking this whole ship down with the two of us. Kestrel, prepare the dead man switch.
You wouldn't dare.
Captain, I do not understand.
Shut up, Kestrel.
Fine. Until we're out of danger of whatever that creature is, we're allies. And once we've made our escape, we'll continue where we left off. Understand?
Fine. I'll agree to that.
Great. Now will you please drop us out of warp?
Yes. Thank you for uncuffing me.
Captain, I must warn you, dropping out of warp at an uncalculated destination can be incredibly risky.
Is it riskier than an uncalculated warp jump?
You did an uncalculated jump?
In this specific instance, the odds are equal.
Oh well, that's not so bad.
What were the odds?
Something like a 2% survival.
Oh, rift.
Hang on!
Congratulations, Captain. You did not crash the ship.
Thanks, Kestrel. What are you doing?
Looking for the communications relay.
Listen, what's your name?
Nasile.
Great, Nasile. Just ask. Don't touch my ship.
Fine. I need to send an SOS to command.
How about we just send out a general SOS, huh?
Oh, so help doesn't show up and arrest you.
Maybe. Maybe also to hopefully get rescued faster. Consider that?
No, you just don't want to get arrested.
Most people don't want to get arrested. But it looks like the communications relay isn't going to do anything anyways.
What do you mean?
I mean the communications relay is malfunctioning and not sending or receiving signal with any other relay stations. See?
That doesn't make sense. I only hit your engines. I didn't damage anything else.
Well, clearly that's not the case because the signal isn't here. But there's an alternative. The communication system in the escape pod should be working.
Well, we'll have to do that then, won't we? We'll take the escape pod and then radio command to pick us up.
Nice try. We get to the escape pod, eject, and radio a general SOS.
Okay, all right. Look, let's cut a deal here. We send a general SOS as well as my message to command, and we'll see who comes to pick us up before we both get eaten. Does that sound like a deal to you?
Fine. That leaves it up to neither of us.
Great. Now where's the escape pod?
Bottom of midship.
Isn't that back where we were?
Basically. And that thing is probably still in that area as well.
Damn it, Elder Rift. All right, let's go. Take the lead, Captain.
What? No, you're the soldier. You go first.
It's your ship. You know the way.
What does that matter? Go straight here.
Fine. Right or left?
Just keep going straight. I'll tell you when to turn.
Okay.
Hurry up, it's behind us. Right here, down the ladder. Go.
Which way from here?
Right, no, that way. Back toward the bow.
Is this the fastest way down here?
Yes, it is.
Do you hear that?
I do.
Sounds like it's coming down the stairs.
Go. It's down the hall on the right.
It's getting closer.
That door. Yes. It's right between us.
Can it?
Please enter. The escape pod will be leaving momentarily.
Run! I don't think the creature can see.
What?
It has no eyes. I think it's hunting with sound.
This way, through here.
How long is that gonna hold?
With the size of that dent, not too long. Not that it matters. The only escape pod on the ship is gone.
We'll figure that out later. We need to leave this room.
What does it matter?
Look at me. You might care to die here, but I don't. How do we get out of this room?
Sorry. There's another door down that way.
Okay, let's go then. Come on. I think we got away from it.
We're trapped with it.
Where was it being kept? Where were you holding it when you transported it?
It was in Bay 2, the second door on the left there.
Okay, we're hiding in there.
Why?
Because either A, it never wants to return to where it was imprisoned, or B, it's not going to search for us in its new den.
Damn, it's even more torn up in here than earlier.
Rift. Ugh, clearly had a grand old time romping around in this mess. This must be what it was after. It smelled the dried ankylo meat. Must have eaten at least 200 pounds of it. Captain? You okay, Captain?
Yes, I'm fine. I mean, no, but physically I'm okay.
Oh. You kind of collapsed. I thought you were injured.
No. I just don't know why we're running.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? We don't have an escape pod because that stupid alien shunted it into space when it destroyed the panel. That was our one chance at escape, and now we have to wait for rescue, and that's the end of my life if that ever happens. It's imprisonment by the Confederacy of Free Systems, or die a gruesome death at the monster's hands.
What do you mean we wait for rescue?
We are relatively close to Mercury's orbit. If we're lucky, we could get picked up on some Mercury satellite or in a curious ship, or looters might come by and rescue us. Mercury has an 88-day Earth orbit, which means in a few weeks we could be in range, if we survive that long.
How do you know all that off the top of your head?
Know what?
Mercury's orbit length.
I grew up on Mercury.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
Not really. Mercury is a cesspit of corporations just circle-jerking each other to get money out of the poor. If you aren't a suit in the Alexandria Company or one of the banks, you pretty much get dredged across the ground floor eating your own dust. And then, if Alexandria Security catches you eating that dust, they arrest you because that dust is on their property since they own half the damn planet.
Do you still live there?
No, I spent my savings on this ship and bugged off to Venus.
Oh.
I should be on my way to Europa right now.
Why Europa? You don't seem like the resort type.
I had a vacation planned with my girlfriend.
Yeah, the beaches do sound nice.
Where are you supposed to be right now?
Probably in the barracks. Yeah, I have a few more months of tour before I can get home.
Where is that for you?
Celeste.
Oh, no shit. Of course you live on the moon.
Hey, it wasn't always that way. Look, I grew up on Io. It was okay, but I didn't agree with the USSR policies, so I ditched. And I joined up with the CFS a year ago.
So you swapped one oppressive government for the other, huh?
No. I switched a fascist government for an oligarchy, if you want to be that pessimistic. But this way my girlfriend and I can thrive without the Prime Minister's sticky fingers interfering with our way of life.
You realize our governing body is run by an executive emperor, right?
Yeah, but the executive emperor is at least somewhat controlled by Congress. Look, the point is, living here is better than over there. We had no choice. We had to leave. I mean, what, you had to leave Mercury, right?
Why does this matter? Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
Why are you asking me all these questions? We're about to die to an alien and we have what, a pistol? That's probably not going to do anything. Didn't help your buddy at all.
Rift, why are you being so pessimistic about this?
Pessimistic? I'm just being a realist. And the reality is, right now, we're screwed.
Look, that's not the point. Just, you had to leave Mercury, right? Yes or no?
Yeah, I was barely eating. Sold literally everything I had to buy this ship and start running freelance shipping ops.
And that was good for you, right?
I mean, yeah. I made it out to Venus and I was able to find a place to live and people I liked. Got to experience something besides the monotony of Mercury.
And that's amazing. Look, how many people can say they managed to just up and leave where they grew up and everyone they knew to make their own lived experience better?
Not many, I suppose.
Are your old friends still stuck on Mercury?
Yeah, they are.
See, look at you. You overcame insurmountable odds to leave Mercury, and I went through Rift and back, renouncing my old USSR citizenship. I had to join the damn CFS military because I was in limbo and that was the only way to survive, but yeah, it offered my partner and I a home and a family of people who felt the same as us. We conquered those odds and you conquered the odds of Mercury, and I think we could work together and conquer the odds of surviving this alien.
That's what this has been leading up to?
Yes. We make a good team. Admittedly. And believe me, I hate to admit it. Once we started actually working together, I think we could beat this alien. It's a living, breathing creature, right? Can't we just find a way of shoving it out of the airlock, get it out of here, and then survival will be a breeze until rescue?
In Rift's name, this is stupid.
Hey. You've gotten out of scraps before, yes? You've gotten out of hardship?
Yes.
You've used your brain, you've solved problems, you've survived, yes?
Yes.
Look at me. We can do this. We have two people and two brains. We can overcome this problem. You know what? What do we know about this creature?
Nothing.
That's not true. Think, we know you were smuggling it. And if you're smuggling it, especially a creature of this size, it means it's probably Martian. Only creatures from Mars are traded illegally with, like, a few other creatures, but those are all in the USSR or Venus. I think both of us would recognize it if it were one of those. Mars is the only planet that's off limits to basically everyone, so this thing must be Martian.
Sure, I guess.
And what we can assume then is that it was headed for some sort of fighting pit on Venus. It's violent. It's probably not headed to a petting zoo. So if it was meant for a fighting pit, it's gotta have some sort of way to control it. We just have to figure out how the creature operates, what its weaknesses are. Am I making sense here?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. You think we can make this work then? We can get the monster into the airlock or off the ship or something. If the universe provides, you've got everything you need in this ship already, and the only thing holding us back is our knowledge of the alien and how to fight it, which that's all experimentation.
Okay.
Just like you overcame getting off Mercury, you can overcome this. It might cost everything, but you can do it. And we'll do it together, so we can see our girlfriends again, right?
Kumbata, jeez. I'll help you, just shut up.
Fantastic. Come on, get up. Hey, you can do this.
I'm gonna be honest with you. You only started making sense when you brought up seeing our girlfriends again.
They're the only things that make sense. Dying before we can see them again would be worse for them than for us. So let's live, yeah?
Shut up.